Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani is subpoenaed by House Democrats for documents related to his efforts to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine.
Asked if he'll testify.
I don't know if they let me use videotapes and tape recordings that I have. If they let me get some of the evidence that I gathered.
In a letter sent to Giuliani, three House committee chairmen wrote that Giuliani's refusal to comply with the subpoena would constitute evidence of obstruction of the House's impeachment inquiry.
Fox's John Decker in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong police shooting a pro-democracy protester as rallies in the city turn violent. It's believed to be the first time in months of unrest that an activist has been hit by live fire. A newspaper identifying the protester as a 17-year-old student who's been taken to the hospital for surgery.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views. It's now time, Jack, for the name game. Well, name for this the 11 or 10 o'clock hour.
Yes, Joey, get your hours right.
Yes. Wow. It's Justin Watson.
You already said him.
Yeah, we messed up. Because the sheet I was given, wrong names are crossed out. Well, I apologize. I said I apologize when I'm wrong about something. I was wrong.
I don't understand. I'm glad I'm not calling him out. It would be so screwed up if I had to do it.
So I was wrong. This, the 10 o'clock hour, Justin Wasden. You need to call 396-5477. 396-5477, Justin Wasden. For your chance to win this 1 hour relaxation and aromatherapy massage from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
So Justin, if you hadn't called, you need to call.
And for this, I apologize, folks. We're getting things right the best we can. And I admit when I was wrong, so I was wrong about earlier in the hour. We'll try to be better on top of things. So again, Justin Wasden, call 396-5477 within this hour, the 10 o'clock hour, for your chance to win this amazing massage. 1 hour relaxation massage once a month for a whole year. Incredible, incredible prize.
That's 12 of them.
Yeah, you gotta love it. So we're sitting here giggling off air, just talking about how Trump, I mean, he does stuff we don't love. Like he just tweeted out, he was talking about treason for Adam Schiff yesterday. And he's like, why isn't Congressman Adam Schiff, he tweeted this out like seconds ago, why isn't Congressman Adam Schiff being brought up on charges for fraudulently making up a statement and reading it to Congress as if this statement, which was very dishonest and bad for me, was directly made by the President of the United States? This should never be allowed. Well, Donald Trump, Mr. President, the congressmen have lied for 2 centuries now, all right?
Yeah, this ain't new news.
Because you can clearly, you are allowed, it's in the Constitution itself, like, you can say whatever you want on the House floor and in a committee chamber. And also, like, let's not go back to the Alien and Sedition Act, where, you know, it said, well, interesting enough, a little bit of history, Jack, do you remember how the Alien and Sedition Acts, they were worried about France and the upheaval in the French Revolution? And so you can't criticize the president. But it left out, you could criticize the vice president, because the vice president was Thomas Jefferson, old TJ, and he thought the Alien Sedition Act was a terrible idea. So you say, yeah, you can criticize me all you want. But John Adams was really serious about it. He had spent too much time in Europe with all the monarchs, and not only did that make him more sensitive to criticism, and also he started wearing, like, these ornate, like, purple robes, like gold tassels, like the royalty of Europe.
Like a monarch.
And so one congressman, I can't remember his name, wanted to test how serious they were about the Alien Sedition Acts. And so he stepped out, away from the floor, because you can't be prosecuted even with the Alien Sedition Acts, what you see on the floor. He went in, like, the public square in Washington, D.C., and he called John Adams his rotundity. Because Adams is also getting middle-aged, a little portly around the middle.
Yeah.
Bit zofty there, good old John. And so they locked up this congressman for belittling the president. But this guy, while he's locked up, he's in prison, he runs for office and wins. And he's assumes office again once Adams is out, Jefferson's in. It's a great story. And we don't need to go back to that. I mean, Donald Trump, just because somebody lied about you doesn't mean they can be brought on charges. Like, that's absurd.
Right.
And maybe Trump already knows that. He's just putting them on blast. And
he's probably having fun with this.
Yeah.
If the truth were known. I need to tell you about our friends.
Oh, our friends.
Brian Carr and Brett Lanham. And New Look Decorating.
Oh, great, great guys.
Brett was by here last week. What a character. I've never seen anybody more fired up about his job than he is. He's the manager and the paint specialist at New Look Decorating Center. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They use Benjamin Moore paints made right here in Alabama. They're your local choice to find inspirations and support for your paint and color selections. And they keep all this stuff on file. So if you ever want to go back and replicate a color that you had, they're going to be able to tell you what it was. They are right there where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, right across.
Okay.
And they're great folks. I'm really happy that Brett came by here and we got to know them a little bit better. Their phone number, 271-0007. They work with painters all over town, and they have a decorator on staff. If you're like, okay, well, here's what I want to do to my house, but I'm not sure this color will go, then you can go over there and get advice from one of the people on their friendly staff who can advise you of what will look good once it gets on the wall and what won't look good. So give New Look Decorating Center a chance. 271-0007. Brian Carr and Brett Lanham.
Yeah, check them out, folks. Great folks over at New Look Decorating. We'll be back for the second hour, full second hour of News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Want to give us a call? 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse, and the string of record-high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you darn?
I'm darn all right. Darn all right.
Hey, I know that Barr told Trump, how about calling some of these leaders around the globe who might know how this Russia thing got started? And if I remember correctly, was it Carter Page who was working for the Trump campaign?
Carter Page and George Papadopoulos.
Right. And one of them ran their mouths about the Australian prime minister. What, do you remember that?
I think one of them was talking to the Australian ambassador.
Okay.
And that ambassador fed information. And essentially, the Democrats, and really more, again, it's not the Democrats, like some Democrats. What really is going on is the intelligence community working with certain Democrats. They tried to make up the excuse, oh, it's not the Steele dossier that got us the FISA warrant. It's this whole conversation that was given to us by the Australian ambassador, tipped us off that George Papadopoulos and Carter Page were looking into dirt on Hillary Clinton and getting it from foreign entities. And so But here's the thing. Carter Page had been working as an asset all on the up and up with the FBI against the Russians. Like, they visited him years ago because he had, unbeknownst to Carter Page, actually met with a Russian agent who was acting like an investor. And they said, hey, that guy's a Russian, you know. And so Carter Page started working with the FBI. So it's to tap his phone into wiretap him seemed a little skeptical. George Papadopoulos is it's all very, from public press reports, it's all very convoluted and involved. And that's why I'm waiting on William Barr. And yes, you're right. Trump did ask Barr to look into this. And I have a story right in front of me. A.G. Barr is ramping up his probe of the CIA, FBI, and other activities in 2016. William Barr has met with foreign intelligence officials, the story reads, including during a trip to Italy earlier in September regarding an investigation into surveillance activities against the Trump campaign. The Washington Post, of all places, reported Barr was joined in the meeting by John Durham, the U.S. attorney from the Nutmeg State, Connecticut. This, again, from the Washington Post. This citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter. As the Department of Justice has previously announced, a team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham is investigating the origins of the U.S. counterintelligence probe of the Trump campaign in 2016. Mr. Durham is gathering information from numerous sources. This is from a DOJ spokeswoman. Numerous sources, including a number of foreign countries. At Attorney General Barr's request, the president has contacted other countries to ask them to introduce the AG and Mr. Durham to appropriate officials. So yes, Trump's, and this is actually how it's done. You don't just have your AG reach out, unless it's like an ongoing crime you got to get to immediately. It's traditional, I've read, that heads of state will go, hey, I want your guy to talk to my guy.
Yeah, sure. And, protocol.
Right, you want the principal, top dogs talking to one another first before right. you start, sharing information. And here's the thing. I think the Washington Post is writing a story like, oh, look at this interference and all this. And this is something I want to ask you, Jack. You've just had more experience than me in this. There's always been, right, this blurring of the line between what is officially a presidential duty and the executive branch duties and presidential campaigning, like for reelection. You have to be careful about that, I know. Like you,
yeah, but you become friends with some of these foreign leaders.
Right.
And, I think that's human nature.
Well, it just seems like they're trying to say anything under the sun that could possibly help Trump or hurt a Trump opponent is an election matter. When it could just be a matter, like, in this, on Thursday, at the beginning of the show, or Friday, one of these days, you weren't here at the beginning of the show, I think it was Friday, I was bringing up, so if Kim Jong-un signs a deal to get rid of his nukes with Trump before the election, is that foreign interference?
No.
But that seems to be the standard there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're trying to say that any conversation Trump has with a foreign leader is not warranted or justified.
And it's interfering in our elections.
Election. How? How?
Well, because it, changes public opinion.
Because it doesn't fit their narrative. These people are, they are so overboard on this. They have not thought this through. Or maybe they have, and they don't care what the consequences are.
Oh, and this answers your question. The Australian government provided a tip in July 2016, that led the FBI to open the counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. The tip came from Alexander Downer, an Australian diplomat who met in London on May 10th, 2016, with Trump aide Papadopoulos, George Papadopoulos. Downer said in a memo he wrote after that meeting that Papadopoulos said Russia might help the Trump campaign during the election. Papadopoulos denied making the remarks and has accused Downer of working for Western intelligence agencies to collect information from him. Downer has denied the allegation. 10 days before the meeting, Papadopoulos met with Joseph Mifsud, a Maltese professor who has ties to Italy. Ah, William Barr and Durham were just in Italy. Papadopoulos said that Mifsud told him during the meeting, also in London, that Russia had quote-unquote dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of her emails. Papadopoulos has denied handling any Clinton emails or telling anyone on the Trump campaign about Mifsud's remarks. He has never been accused of working with Russians, though he did plead guilty October 30th, 2017, of lying to the FBI about the timeline of his contacts with Mifsud. Papadopoulos also said Mifsud was working with Western intelligence, which does seem pretty clear. Mifsud seems like he's definitely part of some intelligence network. Mifsud has not been seen in public since just after Papadopoulos took his plea deal and has reportedly been living in Italy in hiding. Barr and Durham have inquired about Mifsud, according to the Washington Post. Stephen Halper, an alleged FBI informant, also operated on British soil as part of the Trump-Russia probe. He met with Trump campaign advisor Carter Page at Cambridge on July 10, 2016. This is the Carter Page aspect of it, Jack.
Yeah.
The pair remained in contact for over a year. Helper also invited Papadopoulos to London in September 2016. He lured the Trump aide to the UK under the guise of writing a policy paper for $3,000.
That's right.
Helper this is where it gets, they threw in a honeypot. You remember this? Helper introduced Papadopoulos to his purported assistant, Azra Turk, smoking hot lady, brilliant too. Turk was actually a government investigator, and that British authorities okayed the operation against Papadopoulos. Not from some right-wing source. The New York Times reported that. Yeah. So there's a reason, very good reason, for Attorney General Barr and John Durham, U.S. Attorney, to be looking into the stuff with cooperation from, because this happened with Australians, it happened with Italians, it happened with Brits. It's all coming together.
It's going to be great.
I'm sitting here grinning like a mongoloid because it's like, it feels so good. I thought, oh, it's going to happen to me again. I get all hopeful that A.G. Barr's got the goods, that Michael Horowitz is really going to have something interesting in his report on FISA warrant abuse. And you know, I'm just going to be let down, disappointed. I'm used to that with politics.
Oh, I know.
But now seeing how the deep state, the intelligence community, is leaking like crazy against the president, trying to trump up another, excuse me, pardon the pun, set of circumstances to impeach the mofo, as Rashida Tlaib said, I'm now thinking that A.G. Barr and Durham are really on to something.
Well, listen, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that this is all contrived. None of it is real. It's all made up. You saw how they acted with Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
That Christie Blasey Ford, that whole thing was made up. Totally made up. And she gets by with it for almost derailing a Supreme Court nominee because she came to Congress and lied.
Right.
I mean, and there are no repercussions against her for that? My God, what is this country coming to?
Well, I almost think Blasey Ford was used in a way.
Well, I'm sure she was. Well, Feinstein and that woman that was her lesbian girlfriend from Bethesda Beach or Berlin Beach, Maryland. Well, she was there for like 2 weeks at this woman's beach home, and that's where this whole thing got dreamed up. Maybe they just planted it in her head. Don't you remember this? Christy, don't you remember that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was at that party and put the move on you? You don't remember that?
Yeah, don't you remember?
You don't remember that? I don't know if that's how it happened.
Don't you think you should remember?
This too much at stake for you not to remember.
Right.
I mean, my God, that man was trashed. I like beer.
No, I'm...
Yeah, I like beer. Like beer, Senator?
I forgot about that. I like beer. I thought he got a little weepy, but...
Yeah.
It seemed very real. It didn't seem like a put-on by Kavanaugh by any means, but... I mean, this whole thing, everything's being run by rumor and innuendo, and it's driving me nuts, which makes me think I've found the whistleblower, Jack. Gary Dean Richrath.
Okay.
He was the lead guitarist and songwriter and penned this song for REO Speedwagon.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
I also I suspect with my tongue firmly in my cheek that he's deep state as well, this Gary Dean Richrath.
Well, he might be deep six. No, is he still alive?
Right. But that's, well, all this is, you, that's why you reminded me, talking about this Blasey Ford story, is everything is rumor and innuendo. Everything is,
heard it from a friend who heard it from
a
friend.
Everything is that. And there's no actual evidence. And anybody who tries to find actual evidence is, well, they try to take him out with more rumor and innuendo. But here, let's go to David. Hey, David, how you doing?
Sorry, Gary Richrath died 2 years ago.
Did he really?
Well, they got to him.
Yes,
man.
He did.
They got to him.
Deep state got him.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Wait, what was 2 years ago? 2017.
Yeah.
Right when all this went down.
Yeah.
So he's not the whistleblower, but I think he wrote the theme song for the whistleblower.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you can tell that it's getting close because the Democrats keep getting more desperate by the day. You know, this whole thing with the Russia, Ukraine, all that, the attacks on Barr and the IG and stuff like that. I mean, it's like an avalanche now that's just out of control going downhill at 500 miles an hour. They know they're getting backed into a corner and they are like a rabid animal trying to escape, you know, so they're just pointing fingers and throwing everything they've got against the wall to see if anything will stick, which of course the media is carrying the water for
them.
Oh
my God, it's unbelievable.
You know, I can't even watch the news anymore. I mean, I haven't watched the news all week because it's just the same stuff. I mean, regurgitated, you know, night in and night out. So I've just kind of put a moratorium on watching the news. and staying away from it. But, you know, it would be, I think it would be pretty easy to find out if this Australian government official was in the hip pocket of U.S. intelligence or somebody. If you could get a hold of his bank record, I'm sure it would show some financial deposits that are substantial beyond what he's getting with his government paycheck with Australia.
And this is exactly why, and this is why we don't have to rely on John Solomon, as good of a reporter he's been for The Hill. We don't have to rely on any of the big names out there in conservative media. We can rely on the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney Durham, because they're in contact with all these countries.
This is the sad part. Growing up, we all, when we would read Newsweek or Time, U.S. News and World Report was thought to be the most conservative of the publications that came out every week.
Right.
But we were always, we thought, able to rely on ABC, CBS, and NBC to report the hard news at 5:30 every day.
Right.
And we could look at that and think, okay, they are reporting what happened. They're not. You just never even considered that they were manipulating the news.
Does everything going on now make you reconsider what they were doing back
then? Well, a little bit, a little bit. You know, especially probably about the Vietnam War.
Right.
Although they were pretty hard on Lyndon Johnson.
And, gotta run, guys. Take care.
All right, thanks, David. Well, he's done with me. no, but today you can look at some of the revelations that Sean Hannity brings out on his show, or Laura Ingraham brings out on her show,
right,
or Tucker Carlson. Nobody else covers it, and it's news.
Right.
It's not some hearsay crap. It is news, but they will not cover it because it sheds the Democrats in a bad light. And I listened to that damn NPR yesterday.
Oh, no.
Well, I have to, just because I want to make sure my blood is flowing. And I was sitting in the bank drive-through line, and I was listening to some story. It's always some Muslim sympathizer.
Oh, really?
It's some story about, well, you know, when I was a child, I was Muslim, and I grew up in, you know, 13 miles outside of New York City, and I was bullied because I wore... I mean, it's totally... They do it all the time. If you ever have time, just listen to them. Their stories are so meant to get sympathy for the left that it's just not even funny. And how they continue to get government funding to keep NPR on the airwaves, to me, is a total disgrace.
Amen.
They're horrible.
Amen.
They are horrible.
Well, you know who's not horrible, Jack?
Well, I'm sure.
Eddie Bader with
no,
the
No, he's
group.
Not. No.
He's an amazing guy. Man, he's been sending me all these photos from his vacation in Jamaica. But even while he was in Jamaica, he was taking calls at 322-0662. That is the number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves helping buyers and sellers in the real estate market. Maybe you're looking for a new home for a new growing family. Maybe you're looking to sell because, hey, you're military and they're moving you around. Or maybe you're looking to buy a place as an investment property to rent out and have somebody to manage it. Well, Eddie has experience in all those things, buying homes, selling homes, and managing properties as well. And he is a top-notch agent because he's not only a down-to-earth guy, but he goes above and beyond with service. Service is the key. Has your best interest in mind at all times. He's not going to try to go for the top-dollar house. If that's not what your budget allows, he's going to go for what works for you best. So give him a call today, 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. And for instance, check out this amazing listing he has, 11 Pier Street, Pike Road, The Waters. It's a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 1,600 square feet. The Waters is a beautiful place, folks, and this place in particular, 11 Pier Street, is no exception. So again, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group for this sort of listing and others. 322-0662, 322-0662. We got to hit another break here. But I was going to think, you sure you didn't hear this on NPR yesterday, Jack?
Heard it from a friend who...
It's the whistleblower theme. Hearsay's allowed. We'll be back. More news and views in just a moment.
Heard it from another, you've been messing around.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI, followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell in the house.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, you know, as we said earlier, I was criticizing, and I think we both agree on this, the president. He's definitely the one under the attack because he's justifiably so, I think, righteously taking on the deep state. Well, and I don't even really know his real motives, but, you know, if it works out, it works out. I don't care what his motives are. But Trump's tweeting sometimes, it's a little too, maybe he's just trying to gain attention, it's a little too much. So, for instance, Trump was going nuts about the whistleblower. This is from yesterday.
Right.
The fake whistleblower complaint is not holding up. It's mostly about the call to the Ukrainian president, which in the name of transparency, I immediately released to Congress and the public. The whistleblower knew almost nothing. It's secondhand. Description of the call is a fraud. And then in all caps, who changed the longstanding whistleblower rules just before the submittal of the fake whistleblower report? Drain the swamp.
You could tell he was ticked off when he wrote that.
And I agree with you, Mr. President, there. When did we have the REO Speedwagon standard for whistleblowers? You know, heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. They've been messing around, Mr. President. Hashtag fake whistleblower.
I think he does that because he's used to negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
And you put out the outrageous,
right,
and hope you can come to the middle. And I think he puts out the outrageous just to get people's ire up.
Well, and I thought all those tweets were fine. This is the one that went a little far. Representative Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement, pretended it to be mine as the most important part of my call to the Ukrainian president, and read it aloud to Congress and the American people. It bore no relationship to what I said on the call. Arrest for treason? No, Mr. President.
He doesn't mean that.
I know he doesn't, but it does, and maybe he does it because it sends people into a tizzy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for instance, Kamala Harris and Anderson Cooper, the Silver Surfer of Late Night Cable News.
Yeah.
They are all worried about the well-being of the whistleblower. Is Trump going to have him killed?
I think the Clintons would. If he'd turn them in.
Let's listen to the audio. Kamala Harris, you know, all sizzle without the steak. Don't ask me about all that love Willie and I made. Here's what she has to say.
And I'm wondering, do you believe that this person's, not just job is in jeopardy, but, I mean, they're very, I mean, that their life, are they in jeopardy physically?
You know, I have to believe that, and I do believe, that the United States Congress, the leaders of the United States Congress, will do everything that is necessary to support and protect the whistleblower. The president's tweets and his behaviors about this are just further evidence of the fact that he uses his power in a way that is designed to beat people down instead of lift people up. Mm-hmm, frankly, mm-hmm. When you look at what he's been tweeting today, directed at the whistleblower, directed at so many people, I frankly think that based on this and all we've seen him do before, including attacking members of Congress, mm-hmm, that he mm-hmm. frankly should be, his Twitter account should be suspended.
Oh.
I think there is plenty of now evidence to suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm to other people. And so the privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him.
But doesn't that, I mean...
The privilege. Suspend his Twitter account. Hard-hitting stuff from Kamala Harris.
Since when is the First Amendment not protected?
Right. And again, Twitter's a private company, so they can regulate their own rules.
Sure.
But talk about a crap storm.
Oh, if you listen, Donald Trump has made Twitter famous. They right. don't want him gone.
Right. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, the treason stuff's a little much, Mr. President, but still, watching people get all upset about it, including it's amazing how people change jobs, Jack. You remember Lieutenant Colonel? Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters.
Yeah.
He used to be on Fox all the time.
Yeah, kind of a blondish, grayish looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Never saw a war he didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, my grandfather, we just celebrated his birthday, his 83rd birthday. He retired as a Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. And I asked him one day, what do you think about all these, like, Lieutenant Colonels and generals retired on Fox News? And he just started laughing. These folks don't have inside information. They might have some contacts, but this is absurd.
Yeah, I mean, really? They're not experts anymore.
Like, okay, you're a lieutenant colonel. Good for you. Like, if you're active duty, that's one thing, and it's not like I'm downplaying, you know, if you served with honor, thank you for your service. But when you use that title so much, like, on the air to just advocate for war, and then you start saying, he accused, because of this tweet we just read, arrest for treason.
Uh-huh.
Ralph Peters said that, and also the tweet about it could be like a Civil War-like division in the country, which you've talked about.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's true if you impeach Donald Trump. Well, he's claiming that Trump is inciting violence, and he could be violating the Constitution. In one word, sedition, said Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Trump is inciting violence against the legitimate government of the United States and the constitutional order. Good God. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cooper real quick. Hey, Cooper, hold on.
Hold on.
And now go.
Okay. Am I on?
You are. Got to keep you on your toes.
Okay. Joey,
yeah.
I get what you're saying about the tweets. I used to feel the same way myself, but you've got to stop expecting Trump to behave like Mitt Romney.
Oh, I don't want him to.
He beat 16 or 17 opponents by being himself, and I hope he keeps it up. I've totally flipped on the tweets. You know, I used to think, oh, it's terrible. He shouldn't say that. He's alienating people. I don't care anymore.
Well,
here's the bottom line.
Go ahead.
It's Trump or socialism.
That's true. No, and here, let me clarify real quick. I love the tweeting. I love the over-the-top stuff. The one thing I'm criticizing here is every time somebody lies about you like Adam Schiff did, don't call for treason investigations. I think
I don't care anymore. I don't care what it is anymore because I've come to the... They have been trying to destroy him for 2.5 to 3 years, and they're not going to stop no matter what.
You're right, Cooper. They're not going to stop.
He's exposed them for exactly what they are. It's socialism. Yeah. And listen to what they're saying in public, what they want to do if they're elected. Oh, it's outrageous.
No, you're preaching to the choir, brother. I agree.
Oh, I know. I know you guys are with me. But, some of my good friends, they say, oh, Trump shouldn't say this and shouldn't say that. Say, okay, maybe you're right, but what do you want? You want what the other side is offering? They're not even trying to cover it up now.
No, they're
anyway,
not.
Anyway, and talking about listening to NPR to check your blood, hey, you'll have a vein busting.
Oh yeah, my whole left side is paralyzed.
You had a previous caller on today, and I agree with him 100%. I cannot watch the news anymore. When the news comes on, I tell my wife, I'll be back in 15 minutes when they've gotten through with their first 15 minutes of trashing Trump and gone on to maybe something else. It's just, I don't know.
It's disgraceful.
I never in my life thought the things that they're advocating, any political party would dare advocate some of their policies. But it's just... It's darn close to coming true.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a gun, but I think I'm going to buy one. I think I'm starting to think I need one. An AR-15.
Just in case, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Appreciate it, Cooper.
I feel a little better now.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Do you know about Alabama Home Mortgage?
Do I?
Yeah,
I know about him a little bit. Kim Williams?
Yeah, Kim Williams, our buddy.
She's great.
She and her staff, they work miracles. If you want to refinance your home, give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. If you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking for somebody to find you a good mortgage with great terms, talk to Kim Williams at 567-4223. She has saved hundreds of thousands, probably millions of dollars for our listeners for the last 5 years that she's advertised with us. And she can find you the best deal. And a good thing about Kim, if it ain't going to work for you and save you some money and maybe cut down on some payments, she's going to give you this advice. I don't think it's a good idea. I think you're fine. I think what you're sitting on right now is what you need. She's not gonna shoot the bull at you.
Right.
She's gonna lay the facts out. Kim Williams, 567-4223. She's an equal opportunity lender.
Of course.
And her MLS number is, and you know that better than I do,
158-6368.
That's very good.
Yeah, give Kim and her team a call. And you're right, it's such an important decision. You need somebody who's gonna tell you the truth.
Gosh.
Even if it doesn't mean them making money that
you're
day.
You're talking about payments over a 15-year period. That's a lot of money.
Indeed. Well, you're listening to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell will be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have turned lower after an upbeat start to the session, though Mike Murphy at Rosecliff Ventures believes the trend is higher.
I think with the Fed being as accommodative as they've told us they will be, I think that bodes well for the market. The market tells me that there are buyers out there. Any pullback is still being bought. So barring any unforeseen geopolitical events, the market will be higher.
Though there's new concern about manufacturing businesses, the Institute for Supply Management surveys purchasing managers for market conditions. Its report for September came in at the weakest level since June of 2009 and indicates business is slowing. Also, construction spending increased 0.1% in August, though economists were expecting a stronger increase. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse, and the string of record high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today. But we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heard it from a friend.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, that is the new standard for whistleblowers in the intelligence community. Heard it from a friend who...
Who heard it from a friend?
Who heard it from another. You've been messing around. That's now the new standard for whistleblowing in these United States.
Well, I'm guilty.
That's, I mean, next time I'm, well, going to accuse somebody in court, Jack, for just, let's say somebody I know they embezzled from me. I can't quite prove it with documents, but Judge, just hear me out.
Heard it from a friend who
You get the point.
Why did you choose embezzlement?
That's actually happened to my family in the past.
Happened to my dad, too.
And here's the thing. The person was found guilty. It's clear as day who it was. And they're like, well, she had done it before.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything. They're like, we'll try to get her to pay. But it's not going to happen. It was like $88,000.
Mm.
And it was from tax payments. So
yeah, I knew
my
this,
parents loved that.
I knew this woman who worked for a lobbying firm in in Austin, probably one of the most successful ones. She had everybody's trust in the company. And somebody was looking over something one day, my buddy was, and she's like, Something's not adding up with what Janet's done here. Anyway, they proved that she had taken over, like, over time, like $200,000, which is a lot. And they didn't press charges, but they told her she had to pay it back. She had to sell her house and all this other stuff. It was pretty wild. But my father always said, son, anybody that's been accused of embezzlement, and you know they did it, you know what their line is? Well, I was going to pay it back.
Yeah, it usually doesn't work that way. Look at this. I wonder if you wanted to come on air or not, but, you know, Charles, we're working and trying
to get... Okay, I understand. What app do I pull up to be able to listen to y'all?
Are you Apple, Android?
Yeah.
Yes, go to the App Store and search for News Talk WACV. It should come right up, and you download it.
News Talk WACV.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes we do business live on air. Fair enough. We got to hit another break here, Jack. Coming back, we'll have a quick minute or two to go into the deadliest weapon in America.
I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. I'm looking at the screen.
Well, we'll be.
But for this entity to admit this publicly is pretty interesting.
It is a big deal. It is a big
deal. To me, it is. Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, we got to hit this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. And just remember, folks, new standard for whistleblowing in the United States of America.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
That's lame.
How you doing? That's much better. I'm working at it, Jack.
You will be great one day.
One day.
But I mean, you're great in other ways, Joey.
Thank you, Jack.
Not very good at pronouncing the word durn.
this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group. You heard me talking about Eddie Bader earlier. Bo Goodson's the man behind the Goodson Group. He has an immense understanding of the real estate market here in the River Region because he's been helping buyers and sellers here in this area for over 40 years.
I remember when he was a young man just like I was.
There you go. And now I've met Bo several times now, especially through Eddie. What a great guy as well. But they not only help you at the Goodson Group buy or sell your property with through one of their agents, but they have management services. And this I know from firsthand experience. They manage one of the properties I was renting. And whenever nothing big happened, but little things would occur, as they do with homes, and the Goodson Group with Bo Goodson were right on top of it. They did an incredible job managing the property, and they were always easy to work with, accessible, friendly. It was great stuff. The Goodson Group is also the home for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools and programs here in the great state of Alabama. So check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com. You can see all their listings and other services, including their management of properties that you rent out, or give them a call, 551-0225. Give them a call.
Did your dentures just slip?
Yeah, I know. Talking too much.
Is that what it is?
Talking too fast.
Well, we got somebody help bail us out.
We do. We do. It's going to be fun this next hour. Yeah, it's a very special guest. Good. Well, I saw her face yesterday.
So I know. Right. I'm leaving here yesterday, and here she is coming up the steps.
I thought we had the exclusive scoop.
Obviously not.
And, you know, we bring on somebody popular, and, you know, Dan Morris gets the scoop.
Another right-wing kook we're bringing on the show.
I know. But we all get along
here. As if I'm not one.
Well, I'm that libertarian malcontent kook, but I'm becoming more right-wing, especially when I see the alternative to the right-wing. You know,
I can't wait to get her thoughts on this whole impeachment.
Well, and that call from Cooper was spot on. I mean, in the sense that it is a bunch of socialists. And there are a few, like, if you're being real charitable, there are a few Democrats you could work with. But really, when it comes to what the party, the Democratic Party, is going to be up to, nah, I'm going to stick with President Trump in that regard. And I hope Trump can continue to do what I think his best instincts are, especially in foreign policy. He's doing great on the regulatory tax side of things. I hope he gets some trade deals that actually reduce tariffs across the board, because tariffs are also taxes. I think he's doing a lot of great things. And as we're going to talk about with our guests, he's, I think, done some wonderful things for religious freedom and many other aspects on the cultural side, yes, and on, well, on abortion as well, pro-life positions as well, with not only the justices. As we mentioned yesterday, I think there is a, beyond the law, I think the abortion issue is one that definitely requires persuading people, hearts and minds. And also with persuasion and the campaigns that are going on around abortion and the pro-life movement, there's also been medical advances where contraception is more available and more easily used. So since Roe, it's the lowest rate of abortion since Roe came in. It's an amazing achievement. It's not where we really need to be. But you would think with all the arguments you hear from the left that it's this, you know, going on all the time. But slowly but surely, we're